我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3.
十二章一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着，围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。二节。
Verse two.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。三节。
Verse three.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。在这里的经文勉励我们。
These verses encourage us.
在我们信仰天国的路程上，难免会疲倦，会灰心。
In our journey of faith, it is easy for us to become tired and to lose heart.
那我们可以借着在我们周遭蒙恩的人的见证来激励我们。
And we can encourage ourselves with the testimonies of those around us.
来继续仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
So that we can continue to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
忍受在我们身上任何的挫折跟失败。
So that we can endure all the difficulties and failures of our lives.
信心是不凭眼见的。
Faith is not by sight.
但是却能够借着神彰显出来的能力来加添。
But through the strengthening of God, we can add to our faith.
所以小弟想借着这一节跟我们弟兄姐妹来再一次的来分享，来数算神在小弟侍奉的这些年来与小弟同在，与教会同在的一些能力神的能力彰显。
So I'd like to use these few verses in order to proclaim all the testimonies and wonders that God has shown upon my life after I dedicated myself into the ministry and also the power that he has shown upon the church.
小弟是2001年的三月奉差派来美国协助圣工。
And it was in March of 2001 that I was sent to come to help with the holy work in the United States.
这是小弟第一次来美国。
And this was my first time to enter into the States.
那在来美国之前是神学院毕业之后注目台湾的这个东北角的罗东跟宜兰教会将近五年。
And after I graduated from theological school, I was the resident minister in an area in Taiwan for 5 years.
那是乡下的教会。
And these were considered the churches in the countryside.
那换句话是从乡下直接要到大都市，不但是大都市，是全世界最大的都市纽约。
And I went from being a resident minister of a countryside to one of the biggest cities in the world, New York City.
当日小弟现身单传道，也从来没有想过说会到国外来。
When I dedicated my life to become minister, I never thought that I would be abroad.
当时只是想把台语讲好，绝对没有想到说会用到英文。
That time I thought I just have to improve my Taiwanese. I never thought I would need to study English.
所以到现在，英文还是菜英文哦。
So even now, my English is pretty poor.
记得在飞机上飞往美国的飞机上辗转没有办法睡着。
And on my flight over, I remember I could not sleep.
当时也一时这个兴起就写了一首诗。
And with all of my emotions, I wrote a song.
可能我念就好了这个。漫长的飞行倍觉艰辛。苦的不是肉体，而是心灵。远离爱妻稚子，远离温馨，来到他乡异地，惶恐心情。自嘲是廖化出征，勇往迈进。沉思复沉思，为主自我交心。求主赐我力量，佑我家庭， 愿不负长辈按手托付，不辱使命，盼爱主之人都得造就，主内同心，起福音广传四方，荣耀主名。这是当时小弟的心情。
So this was a psalm that I wrote at the time.
到了美国总会差派的这个皇后教会。
And I was sent to the Queen's Church.
所以2001年到04年的01年3月到04年6月，小弟主要是注目皇后教会。
So from March of 2001 till June of 2004, I was the resident minister at Queen's Church.
那也经常会被差派来协助当时注目我们伊丽莎白教会的这个梁德仁传道。
And at that time, I would also come to the Elizabeth Church to help the resident minister here, who was Pastor Liang.
在这一段时间里头，小弟也经历了神跟教会同工。
And during this time, I experienced God abiding with me and with the church.
看到了很多神的作为。
I saw many wondrous works of God.
在2001年，小弟被差派去协助现在所注目的圣何西教会，在加州。
And in 2011, I was sent to the San Jose Church.
那回到皇后教会的时候，有一次安息日，这个已经回台湾的荣建华，我们都叫他小叔，这年轻叫他小叔公，这个荣弟兄带了一个慕道者来找小弟。
And when I had chance to visit Queens again, there was a brother by the name of 小叔公. He had brought a truth seeker.
开口就说周传道，发生这么大的事情，你怎么都不讲？
And he said very loudly, such a big thing had happened. How come you did not tell us?
我就丈二金刚摸不着头绪，说是什么事啊？
And I thought, what had happened?
他说那个圣何西教会那个赵弟兄死掉了，你按手让他复活啊，你怎么都不讲呢？
And he said, San Jose's brother Chow had passed away. How come you did not lay hands on him to resurrect him?
我就晓得老半天谁啊。
And I was thinking, who in the world is he talking about?
后来才知道哇，原来是怎么一回事。
Then later I understood his meaning.
我就说小叔公啊，他没有死掉，我也没有让他复活耶。
And I said, 小叔公, this brother did not pass away, nor did I resurrect him.
但是他是真的生命有危险。
But he truly encountered a life and death situation.
弟兄姐妹祷告，主耶稣怜悯，他又复原了。
And the brothers and sisters prayed on his behalf. God had mercy on him, and he recovered.
事情是这样，正在办圣餐的时候。
And what had happened was, it was during the Holy Communion.
那发现这个赵弟兄突然晕倒。
And we discovered that Brother Zhao had fainted.
负责人就把他扶到外面。
And the council members carried him outside.
所以小弟以为是说，可能这个窗户都关着，空气不好，所以我说大家把窗户打开啊。
Originally, I thought because all the windows were shut that the air was not good, so that he had fainted. So I asked everyone to open the windows.
现在的这个周硕军执事啊，当时是负责人，就跑了进来，跟我讲说昏迷不醒。
And Deacon Zhou, who was the council member at that time, ran in to tell me he has fainted, but he is not coming to.
已经叫救护车了。
We have already called the ambulance.
因为赵弟兄有心脏病。
Because Brother Zhao has a heart condition.
所以整个脸都黑了。
And he probably had a heart attack and his entire face was black.
小弟一听说昏迷不醒，情况紧急，所以跟弟兄姐妹宣布说，我们现在暂时停止，圣餐的讲道暂停，我们赶快跪下来祷告。
After I learned of this condition, I told everyone to pause the Holy Communion and to kneel down and pray for this critical situation.
小弟跟主耶稣求主啊，你不要让小弟来美国办圣餐，结果有人死掉啊。
So I prayed to the Lord, Lord, don't let me come to the States and while I am conducting Holy Communion, have someone pass away.
这个以后小弟还要做人呢。
I still need to continue as a minister.
人家说这是不是传道是不是犯罪啊？不然怎么圣餐有人死掉？
Some people may think, did this minister commit a sin, or why did someone die while he is conducting the Holy Communion?
那弟兄姐妹大家很迫切祷告。
Brothers and sisters prayed very fervently.
那小弟就赶快到外面想要帮他按手帮助祷告。
And I went outside, I wanted to pray for him and lay hands on him.
结果到了外面就看到赵弟兄就已经坐起来，可能意识还没有完全恢复了。
When I went outside, I saw that Brother Zhao had come to, even though he was not fully, he was not fully awake.
那我就帮他按手祷告了之后，我就进来了。
I prayed and laid hands on him, and then I came inside.
说感谢主他醒过来的，我们继续办圣餐。
And I said, thank God he has come to his senses, and we will continue with the Holy Communion.
后来救护车来的，看到说没事救护车又回去了。
And when the ambulance came and they saw that this brother was okay, they returned.
那赵弟兄也进来领圣餐，一起祷告。
And Brother Zhao also came into the chapel. He partook of the Holy Communion and he prayed with everyone.
那后来赵弟兄就到这个史丹佛医院去装了一个这个激搏器就是他的心脏万一如果停止跳的时候，那个装进的机器侦测到他会电击心脏。
And so he later went to the hospital in order to install a pacemaker so that if his heart stopped beating, it would try to get the heartbeat going again.
所以可见当时是真的心脏停止跳动。
So at that time, we understand that his heart actually had stopped beating.
经过大家的祷告。
But through everyone's fervent prayers.
主耶稣没有让我们羞愧。
The Lord did not bring shame upon us.
所以我跟这个小叔公这样说，事情是这样不是说我一按手他又活过来，没有这样但是确实是弟兄姐妹祷告，主耶稣医治。
So I told 小叔公, this is how everything had transpassed. He did not pass away, and I did not resurrect him, but it was through the prayers of the brothers and sisters.
但是小叔公还是跟旁边的慕道者说，你看我们传道多有权柄，一按手都活过来。
But 小叔公 still told his truth seeker friends, see, our ministers have great power. They can lay hands and resurrect the dead.
我说没有没有没有这种事情。
And I tried to correct him, saying, no, this did not happen.
但是是真的有神的能力在我们教会。
But indeed, the power of God is upon us.
虽然后来一直传闻说小弟按手使人复活的传闻
But because he kept telling everyone that I had the ability to resurrect someone from the dead.
小弟也一直在抓这个人到底是谁在讲。
And I was trying to find out who is spreading these type of rumors.
后来让我抓到了。
And I found out who it was.
是赵弟兄自己讲的。
It was Brother Zhao himself.
有一次又回去协助灵恩会，赵弟兄把他的弟把他的儿子 Gary 叫来。这是爸爸的恩人爸爸死掉，传道按手，爸爸又活过来。
And once I was back at San Jose helping with the spiritual communication, and Brother Zhao brought his son Gary and said to him, "This is Pastor Zhou. He is someone who has helped me. I died, and he laid hands on me, and I came to life again."
我赶快跟他儿子澄清了，也再一次的告诉赵弟兄跟他讲解整个情况说你以后不要再讲不然大家都跑来要。死掉要我去按手让他活过来，那我就糟糕了。
And so I had to explain the true facts to Gary, and I also told Brother Zhao, "Oh, this is what actually transpired. Do not tell people I can do not tell others I can resurrect people from the dead in case someone comes seeking my help."
但是让小弟真的体验到说，教会是神同在的。
But this experience allowed me to know that God is with the church.
有神的能力彰显跟使徒时代的教会是一样。
The power of God is evident, just like in the apostolic times.
来印证我们讲的道是对的。
The power of God is with us to prove that what we preach is true.
那隔年有一天晚上那时候是住在这个刘宗寿弟兄跟蒋韵姐妹他。蒋玉姐妈妈她那个法拉盛的这个公寓里头。那时候住在那边
And I was living in a community home between nearby Brother Lu's family.
有天晚上三点钟半夜。
And one time at midnight at 3 a.m.
接到电话，结果是讲英文 本来想挂掉，但是对方说他是 police， 我就不能挂了。
And I picked up the phone, and the person was speaking in English, and so I wanted to hang up on the person, but the person said, I am the police.
本来都经常就是听不懂，就说啊 ，I'm sorry, you have a wrong number, 就挂掉。
Usually, if I don't understand the caller, I'll just say, sorry, you have the wrong number, and I'll hang up.
但是他说他是警察，我就只好说慢慢的听了。
But the caller said he was the police, so I had to listen to him carefully.
他说问我认不认识一个叫 Lisa 的。
He said, do you know someone by the name of Lisa?
我说知道，她是我们教会的信徒啊。
And I said, I do know, they are a member of our church.
他说我的电话是 Lisa 给她的。
And the police said, oh, I have your number because Lisa gave it to me.
Lisa 现在在他这里。
And Lisa is with him now.
他半夜三点钟啊，自己个只穿着睡衣哈，那一直往海边走啊，说他要回大陆啊。
Oh, Lisa?
Lisa.
So, during midnight, Lisa put on clothes and started walking near the ocean and said she is going to go back to China.
那警察巡逻的时候看到了。
And when the police was patrolling the area, he saw her.
感谢神哦，也没有遇到坏人啊，不然也糟糕了。
And we thank God that she did not encounter any bad-meaning people.
那警察告诉小弟说。说他好像这个 Mental 就是他好像有精神的问题，要把他送到医院去。
And the police said, I think she is mentally disturbed. I think you have to send her to the hospital.
那隔天小弟就到精神病院去看他。
So the next day, I went to the mental institution to visit her.
第一次在台湾曾经去过精神病院但是美国没有去过。
In Taiwan, I've been to many mental institutions, but I've never been to one in the United States.
这个 Lisa 姐妹她是从中国来的。
And Sister Lisa had originally come from China.
但是她的小孩在国内。
But her child lives in the United States.
那一阵子她告诉小弟说这个世界杯在比赛，大家都在踢足球，结果她小孩把腿给踢断了。
And she told me that at that time her child was playing soccer and his leg broke.
她很担心。
And she was very worried.
我们也只有勉励她。
And so we can only encourage her.
但是没有多久就警察打电话给小弟这样。
But then a short while later, I received the phone call from the police.
住了一阵子医院，她就回家。
And Sister Lisa stayed in the hospital for a few days, and then she returned home.
因为也是住法拉盛所以小弟会经常去看她。
And because she lived in Flushing, I would go and visit her often.
她告诉小弟说，一直有声音叫她去死，去死。
And she told me that she continuously hears a voice telling her, go die, go die.
她只要靠近窗户，那个声音就叫她跳下去，跳下去。
If she gets near a window, she would hear a voice saying, jump out of the window.
她说她好害怕，好害怕。
And she was very fearful.
所以我们教会弟兄姐妹小弟有时候就经常去她那边跟她一起祷告，读圣经。
So I would visit her with some of the brothers and sisters and read the word to her and pray with her.
后来找到原因。
Later, we found the reason.
因为在国内还没有信耶稣她是拜拜的。
In China, before she believed in the Lord, she worshipped idols.
主要是说父母亲这个离世了拜这个父母亲了。
She would worship her ancestors that have passed away.
她没有兄弟姐妹。
She did not have any siblings.
所以当她来美国之后这个清明扫墓节中国人的这个扫墓的时候到她的亲戚打电话到美国来给她。
And when she came to the United States, it was actually a holiday where you would clean out the cemetery of your loved ones. A relative called her from China.
说那你现在人在美国你妈妈的墓要不要也找人祭拜啦超度等等。
And the relative said, you are actually in the United States now, so what about your mother's tomb? Do you want someone to come and worship the tomb and clean it up?
他也没有询问传道了也没有讲什么，也心里想说，反正我不拜嘛，别人没有关系所以说好那多少钱我再寄给你。
She did not ask the minister's advice, and she thought, as long as I'm not worshiping the grave, then it is okay. So she said, yeah, you can ask someone else to do it. How much money will it be? I will send you the money later.
哦，那他就说，哦，没有多久之后，就觉得家里怪怪的。
But shortly thereafter, she started to feel that something was strange.
哦，他说早上，这个，哦，起来，哦，啊，刷牙洗脸，把那个。那个什么，在浴室里头哈，那个镜子可以打开哦，里面有牙刷。他说一打开，里面不是牙刷，是一瓮一瓮的骨灰坛。
And she said that in the mornings while she's washing her face and brushing her teeth, she opened her medicine cabinet to look for the toothpaste. But when she opened it, she would see jars and jars of ashes.
哦，那就很多怪事情发生。
And then many strange things started to happen.
哦，那后来哦，她就精神失常。
And then she started to lose her mind.
哦，这个是后来她哦，教会弟兄姐妹大家一直帮她祷告的时候，她哦恢复正常的时候才想到，才告诉小弟。
And it was only after brothers and sisters prayed for her that she came to her right senses and was able to recall what she had done.
哦，主耶稣让她重新得到平安。
The Lord Jesus allowed her to have peace once again.
他也知道说，哦，原来，哦，自己不拜，也不要让人家拜，哦。
And she realized that even though she did not worship her ancestors, she should not ask someone else to worship the ancestor on her behalf.
就算，就像说以前是，哦，拜偶像的，哦，那现在不拜的，啊，这个偶像，哦，啊，那我就送给别人拜好了，哦，这个也不可以，哦。
For example, someone who is an idol worshipper previously cannot say, well, let me give these idols to a friend so that they can worship the idols. This is also not correct.
因为我们知道那个不是神，是，哦，魔鬼迷惑人的工具。
We know idols are not gods, but a tool used by Satan to, mislead everyone.
哦，这个是，在 Queens 发生的。
And this was the testimony that happened in Queens.
哦，那再来。
And then following.
哦，Queens 教会有一个叫谢雪梅姐妹。
And there was a sister named Sister Shay in Queens Church.
哦，那她是也是从国内来的，是福州人。
And she came from mainland China, from Fuzhou.
哦，她的父母亲是我们教会的信徒。
Her parents were believers in the True Jesus Church.
哦，为什么会信主？
And what, how did they come to believe in Jesus?
因为他父亲在，哦，在大陆肝癌末期，啊，医生说没有办法叫他回家了。
Because her father had the later stages of terminal liver cancer, and the doctor said, there is no hope for you, you can go home.
哦，他的邻居是我们真教会。
But their neighbor was a believer of the True Jesus Church.
就传福音给他。
So the neighbor preached to her.
哦，结果主耶稣怜悯就医治他了。
And the Lord Jesus had compassion and healed her father.
哦，所以他告诉这个即将要移民到，哦，美国的这个女儿跟女婿啊，说你们到美国去啊，一定要去找真耶稣教会，要信耶稣。
So the father said to his daughter and his son-in-law, when you are about to go to the United States, you must look for a true Jesus church and believe in Jesus.
哦，他们刚来美国是有来教会。
And when they first came to the States, they did attend church services.
哦，那因为工作忙碌啊，后来就没有再来了。
But because they were very busy in their jobs, they stopped coming.
啊，这个谢姐妹啊，再度出现于教会的时候啊，是因为她得到红斑性狼疮哦。所以他又回来教会。
And when the sister returned back to the church, it was because she discovered that she had lupus.
哦，那是免疫系统的病哦，是没有药可以医治的。
And it is a disease that cannot be cured with medicine.
哦，那当然我们哦也是勉励他哦，要靠神哦。
So we encourage her that she should rely upon God.
哦，记得有一次小弟跟当时的这个罗姐妹哦负责人。哦，约好的晚上七点要到他家，哦，来帮他祷告。
I remember at that time I was talking to Sister Lo, who is a council member. We had planned to meet at 7 o'clock at her house to pray for her.
哦，结果在他楼下按电铃，都没有人下来开门。
But when we were downstairs ringing the doorbell, no one came to open the door for us.
哦，那罗姐妹就打她的手机。
And Sister Lo called her cell phone number.
哎，谢姐妹有接。
And Sister Shay picked up.
哦，姐妹说啊，谢姐妹啊，哦，那时候哦，还不是还没有受洗啦，哦，就叫她哦，啊，谢雪梅，我们现在哦，跟传道在你的楼下，你赶快下来开门。
And Sister Lo said, hi, at that time, this sister was not a believer yet. She said, I am here with the minister. We are downstairs. Please come and open the door for us.
她说啊，我不在家。
And Sister Shay answered, I am not at home.
哦，那罗姐妹说，那我们等你。
And Sister Lo said, then we will stay here and wait for you.
她说你们不用等了。
And she said, you don't have to wait for me anymore.
罗姐妹就说，那你现在人在哪里？
And Sister Lo said, then where are you right now?
我现在在救护车上面。
She said, I am actually on the ambulance.
哦，因为我头很痛很痛。
She said, because my head was hurting so severely.
我的先生又在外州。
And my husband is out of the state.
哦，我吃感冒药也没有用。
And I had some cold medicine, but it did not help me.
最后我就打这个911啊，叫救护车。
So in the end, I called 911 and asked for an ambulance.
那我不晓得救护车要带我到哪个医院。
I do not know where the ambulance is taking me.
那我们只好说，那等明天啊，你再告诉我们在哪个医院，我们再去看你吧。
So we said to her, then just wait till tomorrow. You can call us and let us know what hospital you'll be staying at.
隔天啊，他被送到那个曼哈顿哈。表维医院去，我们就去看她。
And the next day, we discovered that she was sent to a hospital in Manhattan, so we went to visit her.
哦，她的先生也赶回来了。
And her husband was also able to make it back home.
哦，就照顾她。
And he took care of her.
哦，那我们当然也是勉励哈，这对夫妻啊，说要懂得要靠神哦，要赶快把握机会哦。
And we encourage the couple that they need to rely upon God and take hold of the opportunity.
哦，那么夫妻啊，说对啊，对啊，这个好了，病好了，出院了，我们一定哦，一定哦，要去信耶稣啊。
So the husband and wife said, "Yes, after my illness is cured, I can walk out of the hospital. Then we will believe in Jesus."
哦，那就这样过了几天。
And this occurred, and several days passed.
啊，小弟突然接到她丈夫打的电话。
Then one day I received a call from the husband.
说传道你快来啊。
He said, Pastor, can you please come quickly?
太太都不讲话了。
My wife will no longer speak.
现在送到 ICU 里面了。
And now she is sent into the intensive care unit.
我不知道该怎么办。
I do not know what to do.
所以我们就赶快赶过去了。
So we rushed to the hospital.
哦，那在 ICU 就看到这个，哦。哦，这个谢哦，这个谢雪梅躺在床上，身上插着哦仪器。
And when we rushed to the ICU, we saw Sister Shay lying on the hospital bed with a lot of tubes inserted into her.
哦，完全没有意识。
And she was already unconscious.
哦啊，他的先生很焦急的一直说，到底哦发生什么事情了？
The husband was very anxious, and he said, "What had happened?"
哦，早上还跟我有说有笑，我们还打算说啊，要把国内的女儿接过来啊，我们一家要团圆，不再过这个分离的日子。
And he said, "In the morning, we were still talking and laughing, and we were planning to bring our daughter from China back to the States so that we can live a family life."
哦，怎么一下子就不讲话了？
How come all of a sudden she stopped speaking?
哦，结果现在在 ICU.
And right now she is in the intensive care unit.
小弟是蔡英文哦。
And of course I had a very poor English at that time.
看到一个医生啊，哦，在做检查，这边敲敲，那边照一照，一直摇头在做记录。
And so all I could fathom was a doctor, you know, observing her and analyzing her, shaking his head and making some notes.
哦，还好啊，有一个姐妹是当护士的哦，也来了。
But thank God that there was a sister who was also a nurse, and she came over.
我们就赶快请这个当护士的姐妹，哎，你问问医生到底现在是怎么样。
So we asked the sister who is a nurse to ask the doctor what was going on.
得到的答案是情况很严重。
But the answer we received was that her condition was very severe.
就算没有死，也是植物人。
Even if she did not die, she would remain a vegetable for her whole life.
她的丈夫一听到说植物人啊，哭了出来了。
And when the husband heard that his wife may become a vegetable, he cried.
哦，抓着小弟的手啊，一直喊着说，传道，主耶稣还会再给我们机会，对不对啊？
So he held on tightly to my hands, and as he wept, he said, Pastor, will the Lord Jesus give us another chance?
小弟想说，主耶稣给我们很多机会，但是我们总是没有把握。
And I thought to myself, the Lord Jesus has already given us many opportunities, but we chose not to take them.
小弟也只能勉励说，我们帮你太太祷告。
So all I could do was to encourage him and say, we will continue to pray for your wife.
你也要专心来靠神。
But you also have to rely wholeheartedly upon God.
教会啊，也宣告为谢姐和谢雪梅禁食祷告。
And we also announce in the church to pray for this sister.
那这段期间，弟兄姐妹大家也轮流去看她。
And during this time, the brothers and sisters also took turns to visit.
小弟还记得，每次去看她，她的先生啊，拿着赞美诗或者拿着圣经啊。在他旁边唱着不成调的歌，或者是读圣经给他太太听。
And I remember at that time, whenever we went to the hospital to visit, the husband would either have a Bible in his hand or a hymn book in his hand, and he would continue to read the Word of God and to sing hymns to his wife.
也不知道他是哪里会唱的这个赞美诗。
I don't even know where he learned to sing the melodies of the hymn book.
有可能在国内跟他岳父去吧。
Perhaps he had attended services with his father-in-law when he was in China.
就这样子又过了一段时间。
And so the condition was like this for yet another passage of time.
有一天呢，接到负责人的电话说，谢雪梅醒了。
And one day I received a phone call from a council member saying Sister Shea has become conscious.
我们就又赶快赶到医院去了。
So we again rushed to the hospital.
本来是植物人甚至都气切插管呢。
Originally she was a vegetable, so all her vitals were supported by machines.
醒过来了。
But she awoke.
好像正常人一样。
And she acted like a normal person.
你跟她讲，她还可以回答你。
If you talk to her, she will respond to you.
在她生病这段期间有一个困难发生，就是她太太把她把先生的钱换了一家银行Password 的，他因为他都变成植物人了，Password 没人知道所以钱没办法领出来。
And so during this time, there was a slight problem because before the wife became unconscious, she had moved all of their savings into another bank, and she did not let her husband know what the password was. So the husband had difficulty getting money.
那现在醒过来了，Password 也知道。
And now that she was conscious, she was able to even remember the password for the new bank account.
这个昏迷一段时间像植物人一样结果脑都没有受损。
She was a conscious and in a vegetative state for such a long period of time, yet when she awoke, her brain was not damaged.
后来我们又问她说到底是发生什么事情怎么会这样啊。
And we asked her,What had happened? How come you suddenly became like this?
谢雪梅说她跑去算命。
And Sister Shea said, actually, she went to a fortune teller.
没有信耶稣所以为将来也是担忧所以她跑去算命。
She did not believe in the Lord Jesus, and she was worried about her future, so she went to seek out a fortune teller.
结果这个算命的跟她讲说你活不过今年。
And the fortune teller told her, you will not live past this year.
后来就生病。
And after this event, then that was when she fell into a coma.
是啊，她照医生讲是没办法活过去的。
And it is true, according to the doctor, she would not be able to live.
但是因为弟兄姐妹大家代祷。
But because of the prayers of the brothers and sisters.
因为主耶稣与我们同在。
And because the Lord Jesus abides with us.
所以他又活过来了。
That is how sister was able to come to and relive.
说医生来了很得意，说你看我们的医术，我们医院多好，我们医术多高超。我想说这个不是你说不是死掉就是植物人，现在又是你的功劳了。
When the doctor came, he was so self-assured, and he said, "Look, our medical facility is so great here." And we thought to ourselves, "But didn't you tell us she would either die or remain in a coma forever?"
那后来，他出院了，接下来的灵恩会他就受洗了。
And the sister was able to be released from the hospital, and at the very next spiritual convocation, she was baptized.
哦，这个也是小弟亲眼看到的。
And this is also a testimony that I witnessed with my own eyes.
植物人能够醒过来。
A person who is a vegetable is able to awake.
哦，那04年小弟就调来我们伊丽莎白。
And in 2004, I was relocated to the Elizabeth Church.
7月1号报道。
And I was to report to duty on July 1st.
哦，那在大概11月的时候开这个区的会议。
And during November, we had a East Regional meeting.
哦，那纽约的负责人刘邦福弟兄给了我一个电话。
And the council member of the Queen's Church, Brother Liu, left me a telephone number.
哦，说这个是他哥哥台湾的刘邦姓长老给他的。
And he said, this is his elder brother, Elder Liu from Taiwan, who gave it to him.
哦，现在刘长老在厄婉教会。
And now, Elder Liu is in Irvine Church.
哦，那为什么给他这个电话？
And why did he give him this telephone number?
原来他同事，他有一个同事，太太的弟弟啊，在美国，在纽约 NYU 跟这个他的太太在念这个博士。
And it was, he had this telephone number because his co-worker's wife's younger brother was studying his PhD in NYU.
哦，就是现在已经受洗的梁小兰跟年仲义。
And this is our brother Nian, brother Joey and brother, sister Xiao Lan.
哦，那当时这个年仲义他也是这个好像感冒头很痛。
Now that time, brother Joey had a cold and his head hurt a lot.
哦，那就以为感冒就买了感冒药吃了。
He thought he just had a cold, so he bought some over-the-counter medication.
哦，那有一天他从实验室提早回来。
One day he returned from his laboratory early.
哦，他告诉他太太小兰说：“我头好痛，我要去休息。”
And he told his wife Xiao Lan, "My head hurts a lot, so I'm going to rest for a while."
哦，那就到洗手间去了。
And then he went into the restroom.
哦，那小兰在外面没有多久就听到洗手间一声巨响，她赶快进去啊。
And Sister Xiao Lan, not long after her husband went in, she heard a crash, so she went in.
哦，看到她先生倒到地上，那整个洗脸台，可能她先生晕倒的时候压到那个洗脸台，洗脸台也掉到地上。
And when she went to the bathroom, she saw her husband on the ground, and also the bathroom vanity also on the ground.
哦，所以她赶快摇她先生说：“终于，终于，摇不醒了。”
And she started to shake her husband, but her husband did not come to.
哦，两个只有这个小夫妻举目无亲在纽约。
And they were a young couple. They did not have any relatives in the New York State.
小兰跑到外面来喊着救命啊，救命啊！
So Xiao Lan went outside of her building and just yelled, "Help, help!"
哦，那又赶快跑进去终于，终于，赶快醒过来！
And she ran back to her husband and tried to shake him.
哦，最后送到医院去。
In the end, he was sent to the hospital.
哦，也是全身。插满了仪器。
And she was also very, he was also, had a lot of tubes in him.
就在这个我们杰西西提这里的医院。
He was in a hospital in Jersey City.
那医生也查不出到底只知道说脑膜炎那什么病菌引起的不晓得。
And the doctors decided that he had meningitis, but they did not know what bacteria had caused it.
那病情越来越严重身体的器官一个接一个 shut down
And because his condition became more and more severe, each of his vital organs started to shut down.
所以他打电话回台湾求救。
So he called back to Taiwan to ask for help.
这个中医的姐姐就是这个刘长老同事的太太。
And so his elder sister, who is also the co-worker's wife of Elder Liu.
那刘长老的太太这个 我们都晓得有个很大的神迹哦，三进三出哦，这个可以说是病危通知哦，要到太平间去哦。
And we also know that there was a great miracle that had once happened to Elder Liu's wife.
哦，那个也是哦，一个神很大的神迹。
It was also a very great miracle from God.
哦，所以刘长老的同事都晓得啊。
So all of Elder Liu's co-workers knew of this testimony.
哦，所以仲义的姐夫啊，就来问刘长老。
So Joey's brother-in-law asked Elder Liu.
说长老哈，这个说哈刘老师了哈，你纽约有没有认识的人？
So he asked Elder Liu, "Do you know of anyone in the New York City?"
我有一个弟弟在纽约。
I have a brother in New York.
哦，所以就把电话给了刘长，刘长老给他弟弟，他弟弟又给了我。
And so that is how Elder Liu got Joey's phone number, which was later passed to Brother Liu, which was later passed to me.
我打电话没人接，总是我留话也没人回。
So I called the number, but no one picked up. I left a message, but no one returned my call.
所以我就打给台湾他的姐姐。
So I called Joey's sister in Taiwan.
联络不上他们呢。
But I was not able to contact them.
如果他有打电话回来给你们，你跟他讲，他们到底是在哪一个医院？还有啊，我的电话多少？你告诉他，请他打电话给我。
So I left a message at his sister's number and said, if they ever call back Taiwan, ask them what hospital they are in New York, and pass along my phone number.
果然啊，我拿到他们的资料了。
And finally, in this way, I was able to get their details.
我赶到就是西堤的医院去。
And so I rushed to the hospital in Jersey City.
加护病房 ICU 不是随便都可以进去的，但是我把我的传道证亮出来，他就让我进去了。
Usually visitors are not allowed in the ICU beyond immediate members, but because I held out my pastor badge, I was allowed to go in.
因为有些牧师啊或神父会进去做临终的祷告。
Because pastors, ministers, and priests are allowed in to pray for those who are critically ill.
所以小弟就进去，看到那个病床躺着一个瘦小的年轻人，身上插满了这个仪器啊。
And when I went to the hospital room, I saw Joey. He was very, very skinny, and he had all sorts of tubes attached to him.
那在这个床尾啊，趴着一个女孩子。
And at the edge of the bed, I see a young woman leaned over.
我想应该就是他们了。
And I thought this must be the couple I came to see.
我就拍拍这个女孩子的肩膀，然后她抬起头看我，我还可以看到她眼角还有泪水。
So I patted the woman on the shoulder, and when she looked up, I could see that she had tears in her eyes.
我告诉她说我是真耶稣教会的传道。
And I told her I am the minister from the True Jesus Church.
她第一句话回答我，你们终于来了。
And the first response she said is, "You are finally here."
如果你们能做什么，请帮助我们。
If you are able to do anything at all, please help us.
不知道我们弟兄姐妹有没有在想
？I don't know if brothers and sisters have this thought.
今天有多少人，他们在等着我们帮助？
How many people are there out in the world waiting for us to help them?
他们在期待着，借着我们把这一位生命的主耶稣基督介绍给他们。
They are waiting for us to introduce the Lord Jesus.
那我们在做什么呢
？Then what are we doing？
这值得我们去思考。
This is worthy for our consideration.
那在祷告结束之后，小弟就回来了。
And after the prayer, I returned home.
事后听小兰这样讲。
And later, I hear Brother Joey, Sister Xiaolan tell us.
他以为他姐夫介绍什么样的这个大师来啊？结果怎么来了一个鸡童，噜噜噜噜噜噜，就跑走了。
And she thought that her relatives would introduce someone so great and mighty, but how come a minister came, prayed in a strange tongue, and then left?
但是他还说，但是就是从这个时候开始啊，主耶稣接手了。
But she said, it was at that moment that she accepted the Lord.
第二次我跟教会的负责人到Jersey City医院去看他，他正要转院。
And the second time I went to visit them with a council member, they were about to switch hospitals.
哦，第一句对我说的是，你有没有带支票来？
And the first thing she said to me is, did you bring your checkbook?
我说我有 credit card， 她说 credit card 不用。
I said, I don't have a checkbook, I have a credit card. And she said, credit card will not help.
哦，因为救护车要的是 check 啦。
Because the ambulance wanted a check.
哦 ，credit card cash 都不要了。
The ambulance did not want credit cards or cash.
谁会把 check 带在身上哦？现在好像很少人了。
And I thought, who would bring checkbook with them? Because it's very rare that you would need a checkbook.
哦，在这个时候看到门口啊，有一个哈、哦、中年的女士在那边探头。
But at that time, I saw a middle-aged woman kind of looking in.
哦，原来是她的房东。
It happened to be her landlord.
哦，她也跟房东讲说，你有没有支票？
So she asked the landlord, "Do you happen to have a check?"
房东从皮包里头拿出支票给她。
And so the landlord took out a check from her purse.
一边拿一边讲，哎，奇怪的，我平常不可能带支票，今天要出门，突然把支票本放在皮包里面。
And as she took out the check, she said, "This is very strange. I usually do not carry a checkbook, but for some reason, I just decided to carry one with me today."
那接下来就是那个不是普通的救护车，是重型的那种哦，加护型的救护车，要从 Josie City 到哦这个 NYU 的医院去。
And this was not a regular ambulance, but a very well-equipped ambulance that was going to go from Jersey City to the NYU hospital.
我们都知道上下班时间那个 Holland Tunnel 这个是不能走的了。
And we know during rush hour that the Holland Tunnel is hard to maneuver.
小弟就问小兰说为什么不用直升机？他说医生说不行，因为是脑有问题，怕那个压力啊会伤害。
So I asked Xiaolan, why don't they transport him with a helicopter? And she said, because he has meningitis, the pressure on the brain may not be good for him.
哦，那只有帮他祷告了，希望能够赶快很顺利的抵达。
So we can only pray for him and pray that he will recover quickly.
哦，结果事后小兰说哦，说好像是美国总统一样哦，哦，有人帮他们开路，一路哦，是哦这个啊以这个哦大概60-70的速度啊，哦到这个 NYU 的医院去的。
But miraculously, Sister Xiaolan said they were almost like the president. There was someone who opened the pathway for them, and they were able to be transported driving 60 to 70 miles an hour.
哦，但是问题来了。
But then a problem arose.
哦，那个医疗团队也是查不出他先生到底是什么病菌引起的。
All the doctors could not discover what was the cause for his illness.
哦，那最后跟他讲说啊，哦，那就直接在你先生头上开一个洞哦。那这个哈、哦，拿出检体哈、哦，看看是什么病菌、啊。
So the doctor said, because we cannot determine the cause, we want to open up his brain, take some samples out in order to do tests.
哦，在病急乱投医之下哈、哦，这个小兰就签字了。
But because Xiaolan did not understand the situation very clearly, she signed the papers to allow、哦、for this procedure.
但是后来他告诉他同样。这个当医生的亲戚啊，那个医生亲戚跟他讲说，你怎么可以签？那个就是把你先生当白老鼠了。
And after she let one of her relatives, who is also a doctor, know about this fact, the relative said, "How can you sign the papers for this procedure? This is offering your husband as a lab rat."
哦，啊、他跟主治大夫说、啊，我能不能哦？哦，这个 withdraw 哈、哦，我能不能这个 withdraw 掉哈、哦？我不要我先生去开这个。
So she asked the resident doctor, "Can I nullify the papers that I signed so that my husband does not need to go through the procedure?"
医生很生气啊。
But the doctor was very angry.
哦，不开，哦，那他就永远这样子啊。
He said, "If you do not allow for this procedure, then he will remain in this state forever."
哦、你不信啊？不信叫他把这个腿。抬起来给我看。
He said, "If you don't believe me, then ask your husband to raise his leg."
结果他先生把脚抬起95度，哦，抬45度起来呀。
But for some strange reason, her husband was able to raise his leg to a 45-degree angle.
哎、哦，当时还穿着那个防止哈、哦、那个变形哈、哦、的那个重那个矫正鞋哦，哎，很重哦，竟然能够抬45度。 医生还是不服气啊，另外一只脚，这两只脚都抬45度给医生看，医生气得转头就走，没有再回来。
And he was even wearing very heavy shoes at that time, and he was able to raise his leg. And the doctor was a little displeased, and he said, "Raise your other leg." And for some reason, Joey was able to raise his other leg too. So the doctor turned around and left the room.
哦，真的是啊，如果不是神愿意，我们一根头发都不会掉。
And indeed, if the Lord is not willing, not even one strand of our hair will fall to the ground.
哦，但是，哦，啊，在当时，哦，医治的过程当中，哦，啊，让这个小兰心碎。
And during the recovery process of her husband, Shalan's heart was broken.
哦，那个先生很多次啊，不经意的把他身上的管子拔出来啊。然后这医生护士啊，又要把它插回去，就听到好像在杀猪的声音。他说啊，真的想抱着他先生从15楼跳下来，干脆啊一了百了算了。
And many times her husband, out of pain, would pull out all the tubes from his body, and then all the nurses will try to put the tubes back in. And the screaming of pain was so excruciating that many times Shalan wanted to jump out of the window with her husband.
哦，那教会。弟兄姐妹，哦，也不断去探访他。胡真胜传道，哦，在纽约的注目传道，几乎每天去报道。
And Pastor Jason Hu, the resident minister at that time, and all the brothers and sisters would visit daily.
哦，当时也有其他的基督教，哦，也哦在关心他们，而且每天啊都会带个便当去过去啊。哦
And there were other churches that would also care for them and would bring a lunch for them every day.
哦，那小弟啊，就跟这个也是龙小叔了哈，还有罗姐妹讲了。
And I told Brother Xiao Su and Sister Luo.
哦，他们很可怜。
I said they are very pitiful.
哦，要帮他们。
We really need to help them.
哦，结果后来哦，那个啊，那个关心他们那个哈，那个基督教哈。他们退出了。
So the other church denomination that was also sending lunches to them decided to not visit anymore.
哦，原因是什么？
And what was the reason?
我们只带中餐，人家真耶稣教会带三餐。
And they said, we only bring lunch, but the True Jesus Church brings all three meals.
哦，是什么让不认识耶稣的人看到耶稣？
How do you allow someone who do not know Jesus to see Jesus?
就是爱啊。
It is through love.
哦，耶稣基督也是因爱而被钉在十字架上啊。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross out of his love.
我们今天说啊，我们没有慕道者，没有慕道者。我们想一想，我们有没有让人家看到爱？
Today we'll say many times, we have no truth seekers.But let us think, have we shown others love?
我们在羡慕说 Queen's 教会啊，很多人，很多慕道者，很多人洗礼。
We might be envious of the Queen's Church. Oh, they have so many truth seekers. They have so many newly baptized.
因为他们有爱。
But it is because they have love.
哦，那最后一个难题来了。
And the final hard situation arose.
账单80万。
And The bill for the hospital was $800,000.
要去哪边弄这个钱啊？
Where are you going to get this kind of money?
哦，也只有祷告。
It was only through prayer.
哦，结果啊，有一次他哦有一个这个白人哦，把他叫住了，把小兰叫住哦。
And there was a Caucasian 朋友。
不认识的人。
There was a strange Caucasian that they were not familiar with who called Xiao Lan one day.
说，我看你好像满脸愁容。
Oh, and he said to Xiao Lan, I see that you are very sad in your face.
我能帮你吗？
He said, is there any way I can help you?
哦，结果小兰就把她的困难跟对方讲。
And Xiao Lan shared all of her sorrows.
原来，哦。对方是那个急难救助基金会的一个主席耶。
And the person she was talking to was actually a chairman of a charity group.
哦，结果透过他就不用啊，哦这个浪费时间哦，申请哦这个文件往返审核，哦主席直接批了，无上限的补助。
And because Because through him, they did not have to fill out any paperwork for the process. He was able to help them cover all their expenses.
Oh, 包含以后的复健。
This even included the expenses for future treatments.
哦，最后他们现在，我们如果认识的人都晓得，他们现在住曼哈顿，好像最近要搬家的样子。
All of us who know them know that they live in Manhattan now and are recently about to move.
哦，主耶稣医治了。
Jesus Christ healed them.
哦，他们也为主热心了。
And they were also very fervent for the Lord.
有一次我遇到一个哦一个大学生哦。他说他是哦，他要哦，他在 NYU 念书。
One time I met a college student and he let me know that he was studying at NYU.
我就说，哎，那你我就是哦，就试着问了，年中义两小难，你们知不知道？
And so I just asked for the sake of asking. Oh, by the way, do you know Joey Nian and Xiao Lan?
没想到他竟然说我们都知道啊，因为他是 NYU 的传奇呀。
And out of my expectation, he replied, of course we know them. They are the preachers in NYU.
哦，小兰跟钟义，他，哦 ，open 他们的家。
小兰 and Joey had opened up their homes.
哦，成为团契，哦，成为了带慕道者，哦，的一个布道的家庭。
They opened their homes for fellowship in order to preach the gospel and have truth seekers fellowship.
所以今天呢？神怎么没有在我们当中呢？
So today we may ask, why is God not among us?
哦，那因为时间的关系，我再讲一个好了哦，这个不讲哦，实在是觉得好可惜。
And I want to share one last testimony because it will be a shame if I do not share it.
这个也是大家都认识的。
This is also someone everyone knows.
Erica 陈应宁弟兄的见证。
Eric Chen's testimony.
哦，那是。好像是梁传道要离开的时候特别洗礼的，是朱国祥弟兄带来的。
This was a true seeker friend that Brother Chu had brought, and it was someone that Pastor Liang had baptized before he left.
哦，也是癌症哦，那肺好像脑也有。
He had cancer in his lungs and also in his brain.
哦，那教会给他特别洗礼，因为他跟梁传道讲说，医生说。他活不过隔年的四月，所以等不到这个灵恩会。
The church gave him a special baptism because the doctor said he would not live past April of the next year.
所以教会给他特别洗礼。
So the church performed a special baptism for him.
那洗礼之后，那渐渐的病情稳定。
After the baptism, his condition was stabilized.
那当然当时小弟是在纽约，我也到曼哈顿去探访他。
At that time, I was a resident minister of New York, so I would go to Manhattan to visit him.
哦，他病稳定了哦，所以他对信仰也比较冷淡。
When his condition was stabilized, he was starting to grow cold in his faith.
哦，小弟说你有没有读圣经
？I would ask him, "Do you read the Bible?"
我不相信。
He would say, "I do not believe."
你有没有听赞美诗啊？
I would ask him, do you listen to hymns?
我都听古典音乐，赞美诗不入流。
He's like, oh, I do not listen to the hymns. I listen to the classical music.
你有没有祷告求圣灵啊？我求不到。
And I would ask him, do you preach and ask for the Holy Spirit? And he would say, I will not get the Holy Spirit.
哦，真的不知道要怎么跟进他。
So I did not know how to continue my conversations with him.
那后来小弟就调来这边了。
And later, I was transferred to Elizabeth Church.
胡传道接小弟的这个 Queens 教会。
And Pastor Hu was transferred to Queens.
那有一天这个小弟去看这个 Erica Chen， Erica Chen 跟我讲。
And one day I went to visit Eric Chen, and he told me.
我不喜欢胡传道。
He said I do not like Pastor Hu.
原来胡传道告诉他做了个梦。
Pastor Hu told him that he had a dream.
梦见了天使带他回家。
He dreamt that the angels brought him home.
胡传道勉励他要赶快求圣灵。
Oh, he told Pastor Hu he had a dream that the angels
brought. Pastor Hu 做的梦。
Pastor Hu had a dream that angels brought Brother Eric to heaven, and Pastor Hu told him he has to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那不然呢没有办法回进天国。
Or else he would not be able to enter into heaven.
Erica Chen 很生气啊，说胡传道咒我死啊。
Brother Eric was very mad, and he said, Pastor Hu has cursed me to death.
我不喜欢胡传道。
I do not like Pastor Hu.
哦，所以后来他就来我们伊丽莎白聚会。
So he came to Elizabeth for service.
啊，我也跟胡传道说，好了，那这个就由我们伊丽莎白来关心。
So I said to Pastor Hu, then we will take care and pastor over Eric.
我相信我们当中哦。很多弟兄姐妹都认识他，也都去看过他。
I'm sure many of the members sitting here know him and have visited him.
哦，有一次啊，这个记得是罗威娜姐妹跟小弟说。
And one day, I remember Sister Rowena told me.
传道能不能不要再去看他
？She said, Pastor, can we stop visiting him now?
一直抱怨，一直抱怨，我们的信心都被影响。
He keeps complaining and complaining, and even our faiths are affected.
哦，所以小弟后来就跟这个高执事跟黄执事说，那就由我们这个圣职人员来关怀好了。
So I told Deacon Gao and Deacon Huang, in the future for this brother, let the holy workers take care of it.
我记得有一次跟高执事要去看他。
I remember one time I was about to visit him with Deacon Gao.
高执事突然有事情不能去。
And Deacon Gao had an emergency come up, so he was not able to attend.
小弟就自己一个去了。
So I went by myself to visit.
那边停车很困难哦，半个小时13块。
It is very, very hard to park in that area, and it would be $13 for half an hour.
按了电铃，他开了门让小弟进去。
After I rang the doorbell, he opened the door to let me in.
他就躺在客厅的床上说，传道，你知道我生病哦。
He was laying on a bed in the living room and he said, Pastor, you know that I am ill.
就不理我了。
Then he refused to acknowledge my presence.
那我好像在自言自语。
And I felt very awkward there.
他都不回答。
He would not respond to anything I said.
小弟后来也有点血气啊。
And I was also starting to feel a little angry.
我就跟他讲起来。
And I told him, get up.
你跟主耶稣讲你不想死啊。
Go at least tell Jesus that you do not want to die.
你说主啊，我不要死，我不想死。
Tell the Lord Jesus, Lord, I do not want to die.
你让我活下来，你医治我。
Let me live, heal me.
你让我能够活下来，为你做见证。
Let me live for you, so I can bear your testimony.
我就看他哭了。
And I saw that he was crying.
他就起来了。
So he really got up.
我说我们先来祷告。
I said, let us pray together.
这一次半个小时哦。
This time we're going to pray for 30 minutes.
我帮你按手。
And I will lay hands on you.
一起来求主耶稣怜悯。
Let us pray together and ask for the mercy of the Lord.
那一次很认真祷告哦，祷告了半个钟头。
During that time, he really prayed fervently. He prayed for an entire 30 minutes.
小弟感觉啊，他好像变了一个人了。
And I felt like he was a changed person.
后来小弟又有一次去探访他。
And another time, I paid him a visitation.
他跟小弟问一个问题。
He asked me a question.
他说传道我现在安息日因为不能够去教会，我都在听录音带，从早上一直听。
He said, Pastor, I'm not able to attend the church service physically, but I always listen to the sermon tapes on Sabbath day from morning till night.
医生说要我也要起来运动运动，走走路所以我会到楼下去散步一下，这样可以不可以啊？因为安息日。
And the doctor said that I need to get up and exercise. So during the Sabbath, I will go downstairs and take a walk. Is that okay? Is it okay to take a walk on the Sabbath day?
从一个对信仰可有可无啊，到后来这么样的看重。
For someone who originally could care less about his faith, till someone who was so intent on honoring the Sabbath day.
那小弟一则以喜，但一则以忧啊。高兴的是，哇，他信仰进步。那烦恼的是说，是不是主耶稣要接他回去了？
At one hand, I was so joyful that his faith had improved. On the other hand, I was wondering whether this was because the Lord Jesus was about to take him home.
果然，后来主耶稣就接他回去。
And indeed, the Lord took him back home shortly.
这个见证相信我们都听过。
I'm sure all of us have heard this testimony.
他的太太大概5点钟听到他起来大声的祷告。
His wife heard him get up in the middle, early in the morning at 5 a.m., praying in a loud voice, and then she heard that he received the Holy Spirit.
哦，然后啊，啊，他叫他太太说，赶快把纸跟笔拿来，他是个画家。
Because Brother Eric was an artist, he told his wife to bring a paper and pen.
哦，他赶快把他刚刚看到的那一幕哦，哦，画了下来。
And he started to draw everything that he had seen in a vision.
他看到主耶稣来。
He saw that the Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣亲自把他扶了起来。
And the Lord Jesus personally helped him to stand up.
哦，其实之前，他的岳母也有看到。
And previously, his mother-in-law also saw.
哦，看到他女婿跟一个穿白衣服的在讲话。
She saw her son-in-law talking to a man in dressed in white garments.
哦，主耶稣就这样把他接回去了。
And it was in this manner that the Lord Jesus took him back home.
哦，跟胡传道他做的梦是一样的哦。
It was the same dream that Pastor Hu had.
哦，甚至更胜于哦，胡传道是说天使接他回去啊。是主耶稣亲自来接他。
And it was even better because Pastor Hu had saw angels carry him home, but he saw, but it was indeed the Lord Jesus who personally brought him home.、
哦、这个都是小弟耶，亲自遇到的哦，亲身经历的。
And these are all firsthand encounters that I had.
哦，当然还有很多了、哦、
And of course, there are many more testimonies.、
哦、我们晓得哈、哦，那个在座那个罗威纳尼姐妹曾经被魔鬼捆绑三年。
And we know that our sister Rina was bothered by the devil for 3 years.
哦，也是我们大家努力的祷告啊，主耶稣与我们同在，释放了罗威纳姐妹。
It was all of us sitting here that prayed on her behalf. The Lord Jesus had mercy and released her from the bondage.、
哦、这些见证人都在我们中间啊。
All of these testimonies are among us, and witnesses are among us.
哦，就好像希伯来书十二章那边所说的，像云彩围绕着我们。
Just like Hebrews 12, they are like a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
只要我们思想。
It is for us to reflect.
我们就不会疲倦，我们就不会灰心。
So we will not be tired, and we will not lose heart.
哦，教会有神同在。
For the church has the abidance of God.
以前有，现在有。将来还是有啊。
In the past, in the present, and in the future, we will have the abidance of God.
哦，小弟愿意啊，这些经历跟我们弟兄姐妹共同勉励。
And I would like to use all these experiences to edify and encourage all the brothers and sisters.
永不疲倦，永不灰心。
Let us never become weary and never lose heart.
仰望耶稣。
Let us look upon our Lord Jesus.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.